Gateway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Immigration raids began in 9 U.S. cities Sunday, including New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, as authorities started to round up as many as 2,000 migrants who have been issued deportation orders. Michael Sullivan reports for VOA. The stepped-up enforcement angered Democrats, including many local officials, but it is applauded by supporters of President Trump.
Sunday, protesters gathered in New York.
The raids and the threat of raids have been impacting our communities by spreading fear. That's the only point of these, is to spread fear, to make it so people don't feel safe leaving their homes.
U.S. officials say they are overwhelmed with people trying to cross the border illegally, with the number now passing 100,000 a month. Republicans say it's a crisis.
Months ago, while many of my colleagues were claiming that the border situation was a manufactured crisis, we were urging immediate action because the circumstances were horrible. They were overcrowded. They were horrible.
The president's supporters say Congress needs to close loopholes in the law. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President Trump is wading into the rift between a group of liberal Democratic congresswomen and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, AP's Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump describes a group of progressive Democratic congresswomen as foreign-born troublemakers who he says should go back to their home countries, tweeting, "You can't leave fast enough." While Trump doesn't name the lawmakers, he appears to be referring to the squad, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Presley, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar. While Omar was born in Somalia, the other three were all born in the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet, saying President Trump reaffirms his plan to make America great again has always been about making America white again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. States along the southern part of the Mississippi River are receiving heavy rains continued as what is left of the hurricane that hit the Gulf Coast moves further inland. Forecasters expect the remnants of Hurricane Barry to drop 7 to 15 centimeters of additional rain on parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Mississippi, with isolated areas seeing higher totals. They warned of the threat of flash floods from heavy thunderstorms and multiple brands of showers moving through the very same area. Barry made landfall in Louisiana Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, sparing New Orleans from a direct hit but knocking out power and bringing floods to other parts of the state. There were more rallies in Hong Kong Sunday, where police and protesters clashed over revived fears of Beijing attempting to erode freedoms in the former British colony. Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Tens of thousands of people rallied against the government's handling of an extradition bill, which has fueled fears of China trying to erode freedoms in the former British colony.
These days, there's really no trust towards China, and so the protesters come out. Didn't they promise 50 years, no change? And yet, we've all seen the changes. I myself am already 70-something years old. What do I know about politics? But politics comes to you, and politics and the economy are two sides of the same coin.
Millions have taken to the streets over the past month in uproar over a bill, which would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be tried in courts on the Chinese mainland.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. India delayed its second moon launch. The mission would help India's aspirations to catch up with global space leaders like the United States and China and put it in a better position to compete in the commercial space market. Ryan Brooks with Reuters.
With less than an hour before launch, India delayed its second mission to the moon on Monday. The country's space agency says liftoff was canceled over what it calls a technical snag. The India Space Research Organization says a new launch date would be announced soon. The unmanned mission Chandrayaan-2 aims to be the first to land on the moon's south pole and deploy a lunar rover. The ISRO's chairman has called the mission its most complex to date. India's first mission in 2008 helped confirm the presence of water on the moon. If number two takes place, it will be the third attempted lunar landing this year, 50 years after the Apollo 11 first put men on the moon.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.